If you're wealthy, you may see the British exit from Europe's economy as an opportunity. If you can afford the Grand Tour of London, a Scottish golfing sojourn, or a flashy new Bentley, this is your time. The battered British pound will stretch your American dollars. Yet if you're an everyday Rhode Islander who's relying on a 401k plan for retirement, or a worker at a company that exports products to Europe, you shouldn't be cheering. In the global economic village, Britain sneezes and even our small speck of New England can catch a cold. This isn't good, particularly in the short term, says John Simmons, executive director of the Rhode Island Public Expenditure Council. Financial markets have been volatile since Brexit, which is bad for anyone with 401k investments. And, Simmons says, the state pension system already hit by weak returns. Among the world's nations, the United Kingdom is the ninth largest importer of goods from Rhode Island, according to data compiled by the Chafee Center for International Business at Bryant University. Ray Fogarty, executive director of the center, agrees that the near-term impact of Brexit isn't what the state's exporters want. The biggest fallout is uncertainty for companies that sell products to the UK and to European markets beyond. John Hazen-White Jr., president of family-owned manufacturer Teco, headquartered in Cranston, has concerns. White has been building business in Europe in recent years. His company has expanded to about $250 million in sales since 1992, and his Cranston workforce has expanded, even as other Ocean State manufacturing companies have shed thousands of jobs. "I'm in Europe a lot," says White about Brexit. "This concerns me because it creates a lot of uncertainty. The question now is, what's next?" Among the scenarios White is watching is how the European Union treats the UK's decision to leave. He expects the EU isn't going to make it easy. Quote, "They're not going to want to set a precedent that would lead other countries to leave," says White, who's wondering which nations may exit next. White's company does business in such countries as Spain and Italy, nations with weaker economies than Britain. "I just don't know what this is going to do to me," he says. Business leaders don't like the vague. It makes investing decisions tougher and can toss the best laid plans into disarray. Then there's the political fallout. The Brexit is yet another blow to the post-World War II diplomatic and economic model that drove European and American foreign policy. It harkens to the era of the Marshall Plan to rebuild war-ravaged Europe. The plan was the brainchild of General George Marshall, an internationalist and American Secretary of State. Mark Stoller is the editor of Marshall's papers and an expert on World War II history. He views the Brexit and the growth of hyper-nationalist European political parties with alarm. Stoller says he understands that workers left behind by the global economy have legitimate grievances, but he fears the xenophobic tone of European uprisings could unleash forces that contributed to the bloodiest war in human history. The search for strong leaders, Stoller says, reminds him of the roots of the 1930s unrest that gave rise to fascist governments in Italy and Germany. Quote, "I don't think we're going to get a guy with a mustache this time," says Stoller, "but this does remind me of the Weimar Republic in the 1920s and 1930s. 21st century Rhode Island isn't Europe. It's become fashionable to blame our stagnant economy and business climate on General Assembly leaders or Governor Gina Raimondo. There isn't anything they can do about European economic policies. As we celebrate American independence from England, the grand irony is how dependent so many of us remain on free trade and predictable world markets. Our mother country is with us still, maybe this time for worse."